This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Omicron variant's transmissibility is fueling uncertainty about where this COVID-19 surge is heading. Cases and testing positivity rates are setting records, but that might not be the entire picture. Dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, Dr. John Samet, says overall, case counts are likely much higher than the state data suggests.
Whether it's failure to report positive home tests, or people are just not so sick, not getting tested. We really don't know at this point, much more than a lot of people in Colorado are probably infected.
Samet says a large wave of infections can still strain Colorado's healthcare system, which is already struggling. Colorado Republicans are reacting skeptically to Governor Jared Polis's State of the State speech from Thursday. Polis made saving Coloradans money the focus of his address, pledging that his administration has identified 50 specific ways to do that. But Republican Representative Colin Larson said this effort is just spin ahead of the upcoming election.
It's comical to watch him try to run as a moderate Republican now and hide from the record that she's built up over 3 years. You know, we'll see if he puts any of these things into actual action, but I'm pretty skeptical.
Republicans argue Democratic policies have contributed to Colorado's high cost of living. Meanwhile, Democrats blame pandemic disruptions and an out-of-balance housing market. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver has a slight chance of snow later this afternoon. Otherwise, it's 39 degrees.